Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you on the Holy Spirit. We've been taking this slow, step by step, because of the importance of understanding this and because of the fact that there is great dissension and confusion in the body of Christ about the Holy Spirit. We've pointed out that there is a difference between the baptism with the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We pointed out that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the new birth, which occurs when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, and we get the Spirit of Jesus Christ coming to dwell in us. And we were talking about the receiving of the Holy Spirit. We saw in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, he speaks of a new spirit will I put within you. That is the Spirit of Jesus Christ that comes into you at the new birth. And then in verse 27, he says, and I will put my spirit within you, which is the Holy Spirit who comes to dwell in you. There is a difference between the a new spirit and the my spirit. We see that the my spirit, the Holy Spirit, is received subsequent to salvation. In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. What was he talking about? In verse 39, he indicates, this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. And the word receive is lambano, an act of reception, is what this word means in the Greek, an act of receiving of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit can only be actively received by believers in Jesus Christ. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is subsequent to salvation. John 14, verse 17 says, whom the world cannot receive. The Holy Spirit cannot be received by the world. The word receive again, lambano, in all these verses. That shows you that only a person who is born again can receive the Holy Spirit. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, the Bible says, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That is the new birth which we mentioned. And the last part of the verse says, have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, we get born again. Drinking, which is receiving the Holy Spirit, as we saw in John 7, to come into one Spirit. One of the ways we can think about understanding this baptism of the Holy Spirit as opposed to drinking the Holy Spirit is if we think of putting our hand in a glass of water. If our hand is put down in the glass of water, it's immersed, submerged, or engulfed, which is what baptized means, so we would be immersed in the water. The water does not get inside my hand, but if I took the same water and drank that water, then it would get inside of me. When I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit does not get in me. Instead, it has an effect upon me to take the old spirit out, which is the fire burning up the old spirit, and the new spirit that comes in, because who comes in? The Spirit of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of Jesus Christ is different from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, while the Spirit of Jesus Christ proceeds from Jesus. And then if I took the same water and drank it, then the water would get in me. That is the receiving of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in me. Now in Acts chapter 8, we saw in verse 5 where Philip preached Christ to those at Samaria. They believed, they got born again, and they were baptized. Then in verse 14, the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. They sent unto them Peter and John, and they came down and prayed for them that they might receive, lambano, the Holy Ghost, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. So under Philip's ministry, they got born again and were baptized with water. Then Peter and John, at a later time, came down and prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit. Remember, he was fallen upon none of them, only they'd been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Peter and John prayed for them and laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Spirit, clearly subsequent to the salvation experience that happened when Philip preached Christ to them. In Acts 2:38, where it says, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. That means they got born again. and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, and you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost. No, it says you shall receive. Future tense means this is going to be something that's going to follow. And the word receive, again, is lambano. You shall take the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, into you, which is what happens. So, again, we see clearly the born-again experience and then the receiving of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 19, verse 2, Paul found some disciples at Ephesus. He said, have you received, lambano, the Holy Ghost since you believed? They didn't even know about any Holy Spirit. They only had John's baptism. They ended up getting baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Paul laid his hands upon them. The Holy Ghost came on them. They spake with tongues and prophesied. Clearly, they were believers in Jesus Christ. They were born again. But they had not received the Holy Spirit. They didn't know about it until Paul came and ministered it unto them. In Ephesians 1, verse 13 and 14, where it talks about what happened there in Acts 19, he says in verse 13 of Ephesians 1, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. That tells you something. They got born again when they heard the gospel of their salvation. Then, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, showing that the Holy Spirit receiving to come and dwell in them was after they believed. When it says it's the Holy Spirit of promise, the promises are for those that believe or that are born again. And it says that the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance, meaning that the Holy Spirit is part of our inheritance. When do we get inheritance? Once we're born again. Remember Galatians 4:7? The Bible says, if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. And in Romans 8:17, if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Therefore, no one has any inheritance until he's a son or a daughter of God. You get an inheritance after you're born again because you now are a son or a daughter of God, and God is our heavenly Father. Therefore, you must be a child of God to receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is received as part of our inheritance after we are born again. In Luke 11, verse 13, the Bible says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Notice, it says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say, how much more will God give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This means that the person doing the asking has a relationship to God as his heavenly Father, not just God, which is the way he is to the world that aren't born again. So as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are instructed to approach your Heavenly Father and ask him to give you the Holy Spirit. Now, why would you ask him to give you the Holy Spirit? Because you don't have the Holy Spirit yet. That clearly shows the fact that we don't get the Holy Spirit at the time of the new birth, but instead it is received once we are in relationship with God as our Heavenly Father by approaching him and asking him to give us the Holy Spirit. Another thing that will help us to understand this is when we look at a parable that Jesus taught in Luke chapter 5. In Luke 5, in verse 36 to 38, he spake a parable unto them, and he said, no man putteth a piece of a new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine will burst the bottles, and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But the new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. Here is where he's teaching, and he's talking about the new wine. What's the new wine in Scripture? It's a type of the Holy Spirit. And he talks about these bottles. There's old bottles, and then there's new bottles. The new wine, the type of the Holy Spirit, cannot be put into the old bottle. The old bottle is a type of the spirit of people that are not born again. So what's the answer? You've got to get rid of the old bottle, because what happens? If you put the new wine into the old bottle, it's not going to be able to receive it. It'll burst the bottle, because the Holy Spirit is holy, and he can't come and dwell in a spirit that is not right with God. Therefore, what's the answer? Get rid of the old bottle and get a new bottle. What's the new bottle? That's the spirit that we get once we're born again. So now the new wine can be put into the new bottle, which is the new spirit, the spirit of Jesus Christ, and it, of course, can receive it. So This clearly shows that the Holy Spirit only can be put into a spirit that's right with God, and the answer is we've got to get a new bottle or a new spirit so that now we can receive the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 3:2, the Bible says, "This only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith." How did they receive? Of course, it was by the hearing of faith. Galatians 3:14 says that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Again, this word receive in both of these scriptures is lambano, showing the receiving of the Holy Spirit was through faith. Well, how can we do that? Once we're born again, now we have a right to the promises of God, and we receive the Holy Spirit as part of our inheritance. You know, in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, he said, "I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." And in Acts 1:4, he said, "Being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me." In Luke 24:49 and Acts 1:4, Jesus said he would send the promise of the Father, which was the Holy Spirit. And remember that they said they were to tarry or wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came. So the purpose of tarrying or waiting was until the Holy Spirit was initially poured out. What's that tell you? That was the only reason for the tarrying or the waiting. Once the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost, nobody was ever told to tarry or wait for the Holy Spirit. Yet there's believers out there today and churches out there today that teach people that you're supposed to tarry or wait for the Holy Spirit. Well, that's false teaching. The Holy Spirit's been given. You can receive the Holy Spirit instantly when you pray, asking your Father to give you the Holy Spirit. So we've seen that the Holy Spirit is received subsequent to salvation. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Only those who are born again can receive the Holy Spirit because now they have the promise of God and they have a right to the inheritance. Remember that the Holy Spirit, the new wine, cannot be put in a spirit, which is an old bottle, until we get a new spirit. We have to get a new spirit, the new bottle, then the Holy Spirit can come and dwell on the inside of us. Now, once the Holy Spirit's come to dwell in us, now we are one spirit. Remember, we're baptized by the Holy Spirit into one body, which is the new birth, and then we receive the Holy Spirit and we drink into one spirit. We are now one spirit. So we've seen the baptism of the Holy Spirit's the new birth. The receiving of the Holy Spirit is the experience whereby the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us. And now we're going to talk about the being filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to get into that in the next broadcast. Being filled with the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament era, as we saw. And we see the fact that, of course, it happens in the New Testament era. And you're going to see that it is a continuous process of being filled with the Holy Spirit. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, all kinds of sickness, disease, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.